We bow our heads in prayer. In Christ alone do we stand. As we stand in the shadow of his cross, and there we see one who has paid the price for all of our sins. May we, as God's people, always stand in his shadow, that it may cover us, so that we one day may also have that eternal salvation he has promised to all who believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shadows. They're interesting if we stop and look at them. And it's interesting because as I was preparing, that word caught me in one of our readings. Some of you may remember the Johnny Hart comic strip called BC. Well, his characters were from the caveman era. And I loved what he did with some of the major Christian holidays since he was a Christian. Now, he died in 2007. But I had a member who often would bring and lay on my desk after a holiday one of his cartoons. And in 1999, there was one that beautifully portrayed what the resurrection meant to him. I don't know if you can read it up there. Probably not, but there is a cartoon like this. It's out there on the bulletin board. You can read it if you want to later. But there we see a caveman and a woman there together, and she watches as he ties a rope around two sticks, places them on a hill, and she asks if he is building his new Easter model, and he says that part of it, but that the sticks represent God. Then the two of them walk a long way from the cross, creating footprints. And then he tells her that the two of them represent Adam and Eve. The Bible verses at the end of the footprints are Mark 10:26-27. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." And then there is also Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God." They turned around, and the cave woman sees how far they are away from the cross, and asks if God hates them. The caveman answers, "No, God loves." She then admits that they are the ones who have rejected God. And then he assures her that God still reaches out to us and to them. And then there's that interesting comment from Eve as she asks if God is into collectibles. Adam excitedly answers that God is, and he invites her to watch the sun rise on the cross. The sun slowly rises, and a shadow appears. And soon, they are in that shadow. Eve asks if it's the sun, his son. Adam smiles and tells her that's good. The shadow comes closer until it covers both of them. Adam says he stands corrected, and the empty cross sits in the center of the sun and covers them both. That shadow ought to cover every one of our lives. I don't know about you, I love shadows. We've all played the games where we had shadow tag and you had to step on somebody else's shadow. Or the many other images of shadows we've seen. And the one I like best is I love to sit by the window on an airplane. And as we're landing, I love to look down on the ground and be able to see that plane far away from the ground. And then that shadow gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know when you're about to land just looking at the shadow. Shadows. As Christians, every one of us should want to stand in the shadow of Christ's cross, reminding us of the importance of that cross. Important for each one of our lives. You see, in our text this morning in Acts, there the people were, experiencing many signs and wonders, we are told, by the hands of the apostles. And then how quickly we move. Yes, here we are, last week celebrating Easter, and now we're already in our book of Acts talking about how those following the resurrection and some of the things that were taking place. People were lining up to stand or be in the shadow of Peter as he walked by. This shadow seemed to have some kind of great impact. It also reminds us of how the people wanted to touch the robe of Jesus or to be in his shadow when he was walking on the earth. That shadow speaks of God's presence and his power at work throughout his church. We celebrate because Christ has risen. Yes, the church is just getting started. The believers are jubilant and excited. And when you read through the book of Acts, there is a certain kind of energy, excitement in that early church as they proclaim what Christ had accomplished for them. Peter seems to be one who stood very tall in this growing church along with John. The shadow being cast by these disciples was not appreciated by the Jewish leaders. They tried to stop, to intervene this new faith community. They did not want the message of the resurrected Lord, this message about the Jesus, the Christ. And yet, the disciples performed miraculous and incredible signs and wonders. Word was spreading like a wildfire. And yes, in the book of Acts, many healings seem to have taken place in the early church. Some people would say, well, was it Peter's shadow that healed them? Well, it could have been. But the text says that it was this ministry that brought the healing. It was the message of the cross. Yes, we want to jump to when Jesus was on the earth. How even touching his garment could bring healing. And yes, Peter's shadow maybe did heal some. The text doesn't tell us that. It says they lined up. But you see, there was some kind of power that was evident in those disciples. There was a shadow upon every one of them, a shadow that even was into their shadows. It's interesting how shadows really do play in all of our lives. We can go back to the Old Testament. There in Psalm 91, the psalmist knew the power of standing in God's shadow. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, my refuge and strength. He understood being in the shadow of God. But shadows also can have negative imagery. There, we may see a casket or the ashes of a loved one. who a few days earlier took their last breath. You have gathered to say goodbye. You hear the words of the Psalm 23. Even though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yes, the shadow of death oftentimes appears negative to us. It is felt by family and friends. It is the reality of the cloud of disease and grief. It is a shadow that brings tears to our eyes, sadness to our hearts, a reminder of just how quickly life passes by. But that negativity is replaced by something altogether more beautiful. There is something that can change the shadow of death. Go back to the cartoon where there they stood in the shadow of the cross. For the cross changes everything. In the presence of the risen Lord, we come to celebrate because He changes our sadness into joy. He proclaims to us the death, yes, is our last enemy here on earth, but it is overcome by Christ. It is the same one that in our gospel, when Thomas is confronted, could also give that same wonderful, my God and my Lord, confession. We walk in the shadow of Peter and John, or any one of the disciples. We can't do that, but we can walk in the shadow of the cross. We can come into the presence of our Almighty God as we take together at the Lord's table. As there we receive His body and blood under the bread and wine. For you see, we are resurrection people. We live out our lives filled with sin, testings, failures. But we are covered by the shadows of Christ's cross. Every time we look at that cross, we ought to be reminded of God's presence at work in our lives. This is the wonderful shadow that Christ and God has cast upon the earth. There is no safer place than to be in the shadow of the cross. Knowing the full power of God's love for me, a poor, miserable sinner, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That was the season of Lent and Holy Week, and now the season of Easter. We are all redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We all fall or all come into the shadow of the cross. And our blessing is to believe, to be able to do as the gospel says at the end this morning. And these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you may have life in His name. It is the empty tomb before us. It is the cross that ought to shadow our lives. For that cross is for you. It is for me. Don't be afraid of its shadow. Amen.